They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Retail accounts for 42 million jobs in America and adds $2.5 trillion to the U.S. economy in a given year. We have three reports today on how retail in America is changing quickly, including, in one case, overnight. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Last night, Toys R Us sought protection from its creditors. The retail chain isn't stopping its operations. This is a move to stay in business, this Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, David.
This isn't just about competition from the likes of Amazon here. How did Toys R Us get into this fix?
You know, this is also a story about these private equity buyouts that pile debt on a company. If you're a company and you have all kinds of debt that you have to pay off, you don't have the money to modernize. You can't modernize your stores, and you can't make the huge investment that's needed to go online. You know, Toys R Us probably could have been the online giant. It didn't have to be Amazon. They just didn't have the money,
because they're paying off all his debt in part. Does that mean the big bet that private equity made on this retail chain has gone bad? Or in the fullness of time, is there a possibility that it was still a good idea?
You know, I think the possibility of it working out is pretty slim. One of the private equity firms has already written their bet down to zero. The only thing that could save them is if the real estate under the stores is worth more than the company. And with Toys R Us, I don't think that's the case. So sometimes you win. This time, the private equity guys, I think, lose.
What about the timing of this bankruptcy filing? Here we are, September, a couple months to go before the big shopping season.
Yeah, they have to get product into their stores, and the toy manufacturers are afraid to ship the stuff because they're afraid they won't get paid. By filing for bankruptcy, all of the old debts probably won't get paid, but anything that's shipped after today probably will get paid for. So it was a race against the clock. They had to file in time to get toys shipped to the stores.
How interesting. Eric Gordon, professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you.
My pleasure.
It has been a volatile year for real stores, the ones built of bricks and mortar, not bits and bytes. A record number of stores closed down and a record number of retail jobs ended. But as stores like Toys R Us and other bigger chains start thinking about the holidays, the seasonal job market might look a little rosier this year compared to last. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
In last year's holiday hiring season, retailers added just 640,000 jobs, down 10% from the year before. But Rick Cobb at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says 2017 is looking good.
We expect we'll hit somewhere between 800 and 900,000 total hires.
That's because the economy is doing better than last year and consumer confidence is up. Target will hire 100,000 seasonal workers, 40% more than last year. As brick-and-mortar retail consolidates, there's even more focus on battling e-commerce.
Those that are still in the game recognize that they're going to have to be more aggressive about their position in the market, and that means they need more people to do the work.
Retail consultant Harry Friedman says many will be in customer service to give holiday shoppers an experience they can't find online.
I think this is going to tell us some small story of how brick and mortar is going to compete.
And try to convince a new generation that shopping in store should remain a part of the holiday tradition. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
But one retailer hiring fewer holiday workers this year, Macy's. It's bringing in 80,000 people, a number that's down from last year. And this time, more of those workers will be operating at warehouses, picking and packing online orders. Could these fulfillment centers be an opportunity for the tens of thousands of retail workers who've lost their jobs in 2017? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on that.
If you're a sales associate at Macy's, you spend your day talking to people, helping them find a suit for a job interview or a dish set for their new apartment. Randy Allen, who teaches management at Cornell, says packing online shipments at a warehouse requires a very different set of skills.
A fulfillment center, which is physically, you know, more challenging, it's a processing operation and it's move quickly, you know, get it done.
So not necessarily a good fit for laid-off sales associates. But Chelsea Connor from the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union says Macy's decision could take the pressure off the workers it does hire for its stores. She says department stores have long required sales associates to pack online shipments.
This will free people up from doing that in-store and allow them to really interact with customers.
And in an era when retailers have to compete against online pricing, Connor says good customer service in stores is the only way Macy's will survive. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Also today, we talked to the man who founded the biggest hedge fund in the world. Ray Dalio has a book out called Principles, in which he explains how Bridgewater Associates has developed algorithms to question, pressure test, and revise investment and management strategies. Dalio told me that many decades ago, he'd gotten pretty convinced of his own unfailing awesomeness.
Well, I don't know if it was the awesomeness. I did have way too much confidence relative to my humility.
He got the humility when he went on nationwide TV, PBS, to predict an economic depression that never came. Over the next 35 years, Dalio and his team developed algorithms to, quote, increase the probability of being right. On demand at marketplace.org or our Morning Report podcast feed if you missed this on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.